sometime in the early 1970s, still in high school, and I went to, for the first time I heard a shiur by Soloveitchik Zatzal. He used to give a shiur, a public shiur in English, just before Purim. It was around the time of the yahrzeit of his wife, Zichrono Livracha, and his brother Shmuel. And amongst the other things that the Rav talked about that night was quite a fascinating shiur. I found myself amazed that after 3 hours I was sitting at the edge of my seat just, you know, hoping he would continue. So the Rav told the story of Purim from a perspective that I hadn't known, and that's the story I want to share with you today. What I called, I think, the real story of Purim, what was going on behind the scenes in Shushan HaHira. So, in order to understand the story, you have to start from the middle. If you take a look in Perek Daled, the Megillah tells us that Mordechai knew what was going on. Now, Haman had sent out letters to all 127 nations that on the 13th of Adar, in the coming year, they'll all be gathered together, and the Jews are going to be destroyed. Mordechai found out what was going on. Some say the letters were really sealed letters. Esther doesn't have a clue. And Mordechai realizes that something's got to be done to save on himself. So he comes along, and he's Koreh Begadav, he wears Sak V'Efer, and he goes until the gates of the Shar HaMelech. And he reaches the gate, and Esther's Na'arot tell her that Mordechai is in mourning, and seems to be extremely serious situation. Esther sends clothing to Mordechai that he should change, and Mordechai doesn't accept them. Esther then sends his trusted servant Hassah to all this amount of time is just in Tzukim. Just the servant Hassach to Mordechai to find out what's going on, and Mordechai tells everything that Haman has done, and he has an instruction. Instruction is that Esther has to go to the king and has to beg to save Am Yisrael. Hassach tells this to Esther. Esther sends back a message, listen, you understand that anybody who shows up to the king's palace and hasn't been invited unless the king extends his royal scepter, he's immediately sentenced to death. So it's extremely tzgoch nefesh to show up. And anyhow, I don't have to go right away because the king hasn't called me in 30 days, so probably what will happen, he'll call me sooner or later. Now we're in the month of, which month is this taking place? Nisan. And Haman's plan doesn't apply till Adar. That's 11 months from now. So we have time. And Mordechai responds very strongly, you know, don't think that you'll escape. If you're quiet right now, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send some Yeshua from a different place and you'll be destroyed. This is the whole reason you would possibly the whole reason that you were chosen to be queen. So Esther says, okay, you're right. Gather all the Jews together, fast for 3 days, I'll also fast, and then I'll go to the king. Mordechai agrees, now Esther takes charge. She fasts for 3 days, she goes to the king, and Vayoshet HaMelech Lester Shavit HaZahav, the king extends his royal scepter. She lives, otherwise she would have died. But a miracle happens. The king says to her, Malach Esther Malka Mabakashatei from Perikei Pasugimel Ad Chatzio Malchut Zinatim. What do you want? I'll give you up to half the kingdom. What do you want? What more perfect opportunity to ask on behalf of Bnei Yisrael when the king initiates and says, what do you want? So what's Esther's response? She doesn't ask anything. She says, if it pleases you, I want you and Haman to come to a party that I'm making. Okay, there's not much of a delay. I go to the party. Maybe she thinks that at the party he'll be in even a better mood. So the king says, bring Haman, Maruach Haman. And the king and Haman come to the party. And the king, again, miraculously, says to Esther, what do you want? I'll give you at chafiyah makuf. Now for episode. And you eat Barakei Pasuk Zayin Chet, and you see Esther's about to ask. Atan Esther v'atoma she'ilati u'bakashati. What's my request? What do I want to ask? Imatzati chen b'nei ha'melech. If I find favor in your eyes, v'mal ha'melech tov, and if the king is good and good-hearted, so take the she'ilati to give me my request, la'asot u'bakashati, and grant me what I'm asking for. Right? What? What did she ask for? Come to another party tomorrow. What's the delay? Twice the king says, what do you want? I'll give you up to half my kingdom. And she doesn't ask for it. Is she so certain that tomorrow he's going to say it a third time? Well, what's she waiting for? She already was clearly instructed by Mordechai, we can't wait, we can't delay. Why does she wait? That's the question. To answer the question, you have to go back to the beginning of the story. So, if you turn... I told you that the answer might be 3 hours. If you turn to Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, story of the Megillah. What's missing? In the first three words, what's missing? Right, no title. There is no title. It's not in the days of King Ahasuerus, but in the days of Ahasuerus. Even the next few words, who Ahasuerus hamolek? Ahasuerus who rules, but it doesn't refer to him as being the king. Chazal tells us that Ahasuerus was not of the royal family, was not of royal blood. But rather, he worked his way up through the ranks and eventually became strong enough and powerful enough to take over the kingdom. But Ahasuerus, as we'll see, was never quite sure of his position in the kingdom. Not only was he never quite sure, he was almost paranoid as to his position in the kingdom, because he wasn't a king descendant of kings, his father and his grandfather, his great-grandfather. He had usurped the Malchus. And therefore he was never quite sure that he was strong enough in his kingdom. He's Ahasuerus. He's Ahasuerus with Molech. It's only in Pasuk Bet, Bayomim ahem kishevet ha-melech Ahasuerus al-kisei Malchuso, when he settled into his kingdom, which is already in the third year, that only by then does he feel strong enough, comfortable enough to be HaMelech HaChashverosh, that he decides to make a party. Now when HaChashverosh makes a party, HaChashverosh makes a party. How long is the party for? 180 days. 6 months of party. This is what we call serious party. And who does he invite? He invites Sarav, Avadav, Chel Parasim, Adaya, Parsimim, Sarei Hamdinov. Who are these people? The big shots. The soldiers, the officers, the governors, the ministers, all the big shots. He invites to 6 months of partying. And no expense is spared. He gives them all sorts of different things. He wants to show them the glory of his kingdom. Why? What? Not only to prove to them, but if you're inviting somebody for a 6 month party, they'll get them on the good side. Right? They'll like him. This is a king. It's the king, not a king. 6 months of party. When he finishes 6 months of partying, of course, what do you have to do?
Make another
party. This party's for how long? 7 days. And who's invited? Everybody in Shushan Abira. Why? Everybody. Shushan Abira is your capital. Why do you invite everyone in your capital? Right. And why do you want to make sure every single person in your capital, so that they'll be the ones who protect you from any rebellion? Right? You need the officers, the ministers, and the soldiers from all over. And you need every single person in your capital. So he invites every single person, L'chol Am HaNimtzim B'Shushan, and they get the benefits from the royal everything. Gold, silver, precious stuff, everything. Drink and eat and be merry. And the king is partying. After 187 days of party, the seventh day of the second party, Ketov Rev HaMelech Bayayim, by now he's had a lot to drink. So he decides, or he demands, that Vashti be brought before him. He wants to bring Vashti. And how does he want Vashti to show up? Same as Gemara, wearing her crown, as the Pasuk says, Maviyat Vashti HaMalka B'ket HaMalkut, but only her crown. Why? What's his point? So who's Vashti? She is a Babylonian princess, granddaughter, great-granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. So why does Ahasuerus marry her? Persia conquered the Babylonian Empire. In order to justify your position, what do you need? What did they do? They married the Babylonian princesses to marry into the royal family, so to speak, and to establish yourself as the new royal family. He marries the granddaughter of the kings, Vashti. But what must he show? What does he want to show? That he is in charge. Now, if you take a look in Perek Aleph, at Pasuk Yud Aleph and Pasuk Yud Bet, you'll see that Vashti is referred to in two different ways. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, she's referred to as Vashti HaMalka. And in Pasuk Yud Bet, she's referred to as HaMalka Vashti. What's the difference between Vashti HaMalka and HaMalka Vashti? So I once heard, where are the English girls? Juliet, okay. That if you're born into the royal family, then you are Princess so-and-so, like Princess Margaret. If you marry into the royal family, like Diana, she wasn't really Princess Diana. She was Diana, Princess of Wales. In other words, if the title precedes your name, that's a title that you earned by birth.
Well, because it is actually called.
What?
Charles
is
the new one.
Oh. And if you didn't earn it by birth, but rather by marriage, then your name precedes the title. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ahasuerus orders that who shows up? Vashti HaMalka. Why is she queen? She married me. I'm the king. In Pasuk Yud Bet, Vashti refuses. And why does she refuse? Because she is HaMalka Vashti. And the Medrash marks out. The Vashti sends some sort of comment that he's a drunken boor, he can't hold his liquor, like her father or grandfather. A very insulting comment. Now, you and I might think they should go to Shalom Task Force. They have a problem here. You have a husband and a wife, and they're not getting along, maybe a marriage counselor, etc. But what does he do? Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer HaMelech L'Chachamim Yodei Ha'itim, Chid HaMelech, Vakarov Yodei Kashon HaShitza, Admos HaSashis, Meretz Marisun HaMuchan, Shiva Sori, Paras HaMadi, he called all his ministers. Have a problem with your wife, so talk it out with her. Go call the marriage counselor. Why are you going to go to your rabbi, Shalom Bayit? Why are you calling these seven ministers? He says, he doesn't have a marital problem. He doesn't have a marital problem. He has a major political problem. Because he wants Vashti to come. Because he wants to show he's in charge. And she refuses. Because what's the message that she sends when she refuses? Who do you think you are? You usurp the throne. I am the real granddaughter of the kings. I should really be ruling, not you.
That's a major political problem.
He calls it a political divide. And says, what should we do? So number 7 is on the list, a guy by the name of Memuchan, comes along and he says, you know, Your Majesty, in Pasuk Tetzayin, Lo al ha-melech levado avtav ha-shpi ha-malka, ki al kol ha-samim ve al kol ha-mim ha-shel b'chol medinot ha-melech ha-chashveilosh. This is not a problem with just you, it's a problem with all the ministers. Ki yitzei dvar ha-malka al kol ha-nashim lavzot ba-alehim b'ineihem. Word will get out, and every wife is going to be nivazeh, going to despise her husband.
There's a fight between Mrs. Obama and Barack Obama. All the women in the world, all the women in America are going to start fighting with their husbands. The answer is that not only did Ahasuerus marry the Babylonian princess, but all the Choshuva Persian ministers and officers, who did they marry? They married the Babylonian Choshuva women. Each one at his own level chose some Babylonian woman from an important position because, again, each one is going to try to establish himself as the new ruler in this country, in this empire. Says Melucha, if you let this get out of hand, what's going to happen? All the women are going to begin despising their husbands. All the Babylonian women are going to despise their Persian husbands. And what are you going to have on your hands? Rebellion. Women will lead this rebellion. They'll refuse to kowtow to their husbands. The Babylonians will refuse to accept the Persians. You got to put a stop to this, and you got to put a stop to this quickly. Now, if you're a little bit paranoid, somebody says, so let's just get out of here, you're going to have rebellion on your hands. So what do? So you stop. That's what you got to do. So, ויתב הדבר בעיני המלך והשרים, ויעש המלך כדבר ממוכן. And then he sends out this crazy letter, ויות כל איש שורר בבי סור, every man should rule in his household. Shalom Tiskelis, they didn't talk about this, right? ומדבר כלשון אמו, and speak his own language. Meaning the new rulers take over. We run the show. Don't give it to us. Okay, time passes, and the king is very lonely. So, what does he need? A wife. Start calling the shatran, this is cat. So what does he do? He decides to gather all the narot, and he'll choose a wife that way. So we know the story, Shoshana Bira, there's Esther. And the relationship between Esther and Mordechai is not what everybody mistakenly says. How are they related? Well, they're not uncles, they're cousins. What? The Medrash says that they're married, but the Pasuk says that they're cousins. No. The reason that people think that his uncle is because at one point it talks about Esther Bat Avichayel Dov Mordechai. Esther, the daughter of Avichayel, Dov Mordechai. Avichayel is Mordechai's uncle. Meaning, and Esther's the daughter. So how are they related? They're cousins. But everybody just remembers the two words. Dov Mordechai. Which became Uncle Mordechai. But the Pasuk says, he Esther bat Dodo. Pasuk says, they're cousins, and not uncle and niece. Medrash says that they were married, but okay. So Esther is chosen. Esther gets chosen, moving along in the story, and end of Perek Bey. What happens? Vayomim Ahayim, Perek Bey, Pasuk Kafalis, Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech, Kotzach Bitzon Vaseresh Nesarise Amelach Vishomi Asaf Vayivachu Lishloach Yad Vamelach HaChashverosh. Bitzon and Seresh plot against the king. What are they going to do? Poison him. Vayivada Dover LeMordechai, Mordechai found out. Vayigeda Dover Vayimaseh. They checked it out and they hung him. They hung Bitzon Vaseresh. And then immediately, Acharas Vimela, right after this, Gidala Melech HaChashverosh is Haman. Why? Why right after Bigson of Seresh is Haman promoted? Who in the world is Haman? So Chazal tells us Haman had another name in the Gemara. He was Mamucha. Now you're HaChashverosh. And all of a sudden, people were found to be plotting against you. You're not paranoid. They really are out to kill you. Paragoid, you only think they're out to kill you. Now you know that they're out to kill you. And who are Bigson of Seresh? Shomrei Hasaf. They were palace guards. He couldn't trust his own palace guards. Who can you trust? There's one person who gave him good advice, who a few years ago protected him from a potential rebellion in the country. Who was that person? Ramuch. He's the only one I can trust. He saved me in the past. You know what I'm going to do with Mamucha? I'm going to put him in charge. And I'm going to put him in charge of whom? Because he's the only guy I can trust. He's the only guy who's looking out for me. I don't trust anybody else. It's only Asaf. He's my own palace guard. Harav v'meil gidal ha-melech ha-chashverosh is Haman. Vayinafeyu, vayosim es kisomi al kol asarim asher ito. Cholav de ha-melech korim mishtachavim lo Haman. Everybody has to be subservient to him. He's the only one that the king knows he can rely on. Okay. So Haman, he's on top of the world. Except one thing is driving him crazy. What's that one thing? Or who's that one thing? Mordechai. He can't stand Mordechai. So what does he do? He's going to get rid of Mordechai. He's not only going to get rid of Mordechai, he's from Amalek. What does he want to do? He's going to get rid of the old Jews. But he can't do it without the king's permission. So how's he going to get the king's permission? Your Majesty, you have hundreds of thousands of people, I don't know exactly how many, are living in your, you know, within your empire. So, can I have permission to kill them all, please? Because one of them will come down to me. Pretty please. Is that going to work? Very strange. But Haman knows one thing. He knows that Ahasuerus is paranoid. So listen to what Haman does. Perek Gimel Pasuk Chet. Vayomer Haman LaMelech Ahasuerus. Yesh no am echad. There's one nation. One nation. And where are they? Mifuzar u'mufurad bein ha'amin. Where are they? Everywhere. Everywhere you turn, there are more of them. B'chol medinat malchutecha. V'dateihem shonot mikol ha'am. You know what? What's about that? They're different than everybody else. V'et datei ha'melech einam osim. If you don't listen to the king's law, there's united people spread out everywhere you turn, very different, and they don't listen to the king's laws. V'lamelech ein shoveh la'anicham. What does that mean? What do you mean it's not worth your while to leave them alone? United, everywhere you turn. You don't know what they're plotting against you. Everywhere you go, there's more of them. They're here, they're there, they're everywhere. There isn't a place that they aren't. It's not worth your while keeping them around. If not today, tomorrow it's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. We know these kinds of people who are different. They're not trustworthy. They don't listen already to your laws. So, you know what we should do? We should kill them. Get rid of them. And, don't worry, I'll pay you for it.
We'll make it up. I'll give money to the treasury. What does the king do? So the first thing you would expect the king to do is to turn to Haman and say, no. Who are they? What's going on? Tell me about that. I want a report. I want a cabinet meeting. Nothing. Vayosa ha-melech et tabato me'al yado basugyud vayitna la-haman vayome ha-melech la-haman ha-kesef natulach keep the money v'ha'an la-sobo katol ve'inecha. Do what you want to. Why? He doesn't know anything. Do what you want. Why? Because Achashverosh knows one thing. He knows two things. He knows that people are out to get him. And he also knows that there's one person whom he can trust. And who's that? Memuchan. Haman. Haman! Keep the money. I don't need it. Do with them what you want to. Trust you. The only one I can trust. So they write this letter. They send it out. And the end of Paragimo, Haratim Yatsu Duchufim Midvar HaMelech Vadat Mitna B'Shushan Abira V'HaMelech V'Haman Yashvu L'Shtol. What do they do? They celebrate. Why are we celebrating? Do we stop another rebellion? I'll drink to that. Truth is, I'll sure probably drink to anything. But I'll certainly drink to that. We stopped another rebellion. We got to celebrate. So Mordechai comes and he tells Esther what's going on. We're back to where we started. And he says, Esther, you got to do something about it. And Esther says, you know, there's a strange law. Why is it that if you show up in the king's palace unannounced, you get sent to death immediately unless the king can extend the scepter? Because if somebody shows up in my palace unannounced, will you invite all these prophets waiting to do? Kill me! I'm not crazy. They have to get me. So unless he extends the scepter, you're finished. I can't go. Well, because you got to go. And she says, okay, I'll go. But Esther knows what's going on in the palace. Imagine the following. Esther shows up and she tells the king, Your Majesty, king says, what do you want to hear? Do you have to hear my kingdom? Your Majesty, I'll tell you what. First of all, I'm Jewish. Is that a Kiddush?
Yeah.
Why? She never told Achashverosh what nation she's from. So she'll say, Your Majesty, I'm Jewish, and Haman wants to kill us all, please say this. Now you're Achashverosh. Who do you trust?
Haman.
Who were you warned about? This one nation that's everywhere you turn. Including where? My own wife? My own life is one of them. I can't believe it. An infiltrator. My own palace, my bedroom, my wife. Who's he going to believe?
Haman.
She goes and she says, me versus Haman, forget it. There's nothing to be done. It's not going to work. King's going to believe Haman. And, you know, I'll chop off her head. Now, maybe she's willing to have her head chopped off if it'll save the Bnei Yisrael. But if chopping off her head won't save the Bnei Yisrael, why get your head chopped off? She knows she has to do something. She needs here a woman's cunning. What does she have to do? What's the plan? You have to undermine Haman. The only way this is going to work is if somehow or another the king's trust in Haman is shaken. And then she can do something. So she says, okay, I want to invite, what does she do? She wants to invite the king and Haman to a party. Not a little strange. I don't know if that's how she said it, but I'm making a party. And it would be so wonderful if you and Haman would come to the party.
So maybe plant certain seeds of jealousy. You know, a nice, quiet, intimate dinner. Just Esther, her husband, and Haman. So they all have their left. Maharu et Haman lasot bar Esther. I always got the impression when he says Maharu et Haman that he's a little bit agitated with Haman. She says, okay, baby. They get to the party. The king's drinking. And Esther says, okay, this is my chance. She'ilati u'bakashati. Yimatzati chen ben yamelech. V'mal ha'melech tov latet et she'ilati v'lasot et bakashati. And she can't do it. She doesn't do it because she still thinks it's not enough. The king still trusts Haman too much. She hasn't really planted seeds of jealousy yet. So what does she do? Stall for time. Who knows what will happen? I don't know. We'll try one more time. So what does she do? A little bit more jealousy. Tomorrow, another party says, me, you, and Haman. Maybe tomorrow, but she's got to do it. And that night, what happened? King cares deep. And this is the whole nascent point. The king couldn't sleep. Ask him. So he said, read to me the safest recording. And they read that years earlier, a person by the name of Mordechai saved the king's life. Ooh, someone else in my kingdom I can trust. Wonderful. And what reward was given to this Mordechai? Nothing. The person saved my life and there wasn't any reward? Who's in charge of my kingdom? Who's supposed to be in charge to make sure people get rewarded? Haman? Why did Haman reward him? I would think he was wanting to give him great rewards. And then he hears that there's noise outside. So he says, who's out in the chatzer? Who's in the courtyard? And who's out in the courtyard? Haman! Bring him in! So they bring in Haman. Now, the king asks Haman a loaded question. The king may be foolish, but he's not the ultimate fool. He says to Haman, "Ma la'asot be'isha she'amelech hafeit bikarel? How should we honor somebody who the king wants to give honor to?" So who does Haman think the king's escape at? Him. And who does Ahasuerus think that Haman is thinking about? Haman. So now, how does Haman want to be rewarded? Vayom Haman b'libo l'miach kotz ha-melech l'asod yatayro temi meni peredvot posig zayin. Vayom Haman al ha-melech ish asha ha-melech hafeiz b'ikaro yavi l'bush malchut asher labash bo ha-melech. That person should wear the king's clothing. V'sus asher rachad olav ha-melech and should ride the king's horse. V'asher nitan kesa malchut b'rosho and have the king's crown. And one of the Sarim should walk him through the streets and say, Kocha yeyazel li'ish asher ha-melech hafeiz b'ikaro. And Haman is saying this beaming from ear to ear. The king loves me. Isn't it wonderful? I get such cover. And Ahasuerus is saying to himself, Haman wants to wear my royal clothing, wants to ride my royal horse, wants my royal crown, doesn't honor the person who saved my life. Why does he want to wear my clothing? Because he's going to need it? Haman do exactly as he said to Mordechai, and make sure you're the one who leads in the streets. Say, Kacha yeaseh le'ish, Yisher HaMelech Chafetz Bikaro.
He said that he knew that he
Haman wanted
for Mordechai.
He doesn't know that.
He said that he
he didn't reward Mordechai years earlier. Now, Haman has to do as he says, and at the end of Perek Vav, the last pasuk, as soon as he finishes, Vayahilu Lahaviyat Haman, they rush Haman. You get the impression that the serum comes to like grab Haman by his arm and bring him to the party. And now, Esther, like the rest of Shushan Abira, knew what happened that morning. And Esther says, this is what I was waiting for. Haman is no longer the most trusted person, absolutely trusted in the whole country. Ahasuerus obviously has a little bit of a change towards Haman. So now, Esther plays Haman's game. When Haman wants to destroy the Jews, he says, ah, it's a paranoid king. I'll work on his paranoia. So what does Esther do? I'll work on Ahasuerus' paranoia as well. So they come to the party, and the king says, what do you want? V'atan Esther ma'malka v'atomer matzatichem b'nei ha'melech imal ha'melech tov v'nafini nafshi v'shelati v'ani v'vakashati. Says, kingdom karnu ani v'ani l'ashro v'ashmid l'avog u'l'avei. He's been sentenced to death. Me, my whole nation. You? Darling Esther? Been sentenced to death? And then she says a strange statement. Ilu la'avadim l'shvachot nimkanu acharashti. Had we been sold as slaves, I wouldn't have said anything. But we weren't going to be sold as slaves. What is she saying? If you have a nation that you're worried about, so how does Paro handle that nation? He enslaved them. You have free slave labor. But Haman didn't suggest to you to have free slave labor. He wants to go out and kill hundreds of thousands of people in one day. Now, it's not easy to kill hundreds of thousands of people in one day. That means a lot of people are going to be armed and ready to go to battle. And all these people will be answering to whom? And they'll all have arms, and they'll kill out all the Jews, and they'll all have arms, and then what will they do? I don't know, what do you think they'll do, Your Majesty? All those people answering all the time? Who is this? Who is this that says that you're going to be Haman Harazer. He is a man who is an enemy. Who's enemy? Not just my enemy, Your Majesty. He's everyone's enemy. He's your enemy. Now the king doesn't know what to do with himself. 48 hours earlier, even 24 hours, 48 hours earlier, Haman could do no wrong. And now all of a sudden, no. A little bit of jealousy between Haman and Esther. Haman doesn't reward the person who saved his life. Haman wants to wear my royal clothing and ride my royal horse. Haman wants to kill my queen. Haman wants to arm people all over. Hundreds of thousands of people will be armed and answering only to him. What's going on? The king has to think this all out. It's a big shock. So what did he do? So the Amelach come to Chamasso and Mishnei Ayayin al Gina Sadisan. He goes out to walk in the garden to clear his mind. And Haman gets up to beg the king. beg Achashverosh, who's he going to have to beg? Esther.
And we know that in the old times, people didn't necessarily sit on chairs at the table. How did you sit when you ate? Like on couches. So maybe relax and lean, like we do Sechel, you know, that's the night. So Esther is lying on this couch, and Haman gets up to beg for his life from her. And now the following. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chet. V'amelech shav miginat habitan al beit hamishter yayin. The king walks into Medina Sabisa. V'haman nofel al hamita asher Esther aleha. And Haman falls on the couch that Esther is lying on. According to one medrash, he got little shoved from behind by the mouth. You're the king. You leave the party for a minute or two to walk out of the garden. You come back. Your wife is lying on the couch. And who's pouncing on top of her? Haman. No, worse.
Vayomer HaMelech Hagam Lichbosh Et HaMalkah Imi Babayit.
Do you also want to conquer my queen in the house? What do you mean also? What do you mean conquer also my queen? He's convinced now, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this Haman is out to get him. He wants his kingdom, and he wants his queen. And then, a little icing on the cake, good old Charvona. You know the Gam Charvona Zachor Latov? Just the father. Charvona just gives a piece of information to the king. Your Majesty, Gam Hinei Ha'et, there's this tree, meaning this gallows, Asher Asa Haman, that Haman built, Lemordechai. Haman built gallows for Mordechai. He was going to hang Mordechai. Well, which Mordechai, Your Majesty, because you forgot, the Mordechai Asher Diber Tov Al HaMelech. You remember the Mordechai who saved your life many years ago with Big Summer Sarah? Yeah, Haman built gallows in order to hang him today. I just thought you might want to know that piece of information. Okay. How about that? Now, this is it. This is the icing on the cake. Haman not only does it reward the person who saves the king's life, but he was planning to kill the person who saved the king's life. This is it. Vayomer HaMelech Luhu Alav, hang Haman in front of him. I used to have summoned Alaita Shereich and Mordechai. And only then does the king feel safe. Now, of course, his most trusted minister turned out to be his least trusted minister. He needs a new trusted minister. There is one person in this country who he can trust. And after all, who's that? Mordechai. Mordechai is the one person he can trust. He really did save his life way back when he was Big Son of Seresh. He never was rewarded and he went his quiet little way. So now, Mordechai becomes in charge. He becomes the grand vizier. He takes over Haman's house. And now, the king can be happy. But Esther says, we're not finished yet. On the 13th of Adar, they're going to come to kill us. But what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to have to defend ourselves. The king says, I can't rescind. Why can't you rescind the law that was already signed and sealed by the king? Remember there's this rule? If there's something was signed by the king, it can't be rescinded? Probably because if you're Achashverosh, what are you worried about? You're worried about that, you know, somebody's trying to undermine your own laws. I can't rescind it, but what can I do? You guys can defend yourselves. And I don't mind if you defend yourselves, because who are all these people who are trying to kill you? They're Haman's followers. So go ahead, defend yourselves. So they kill 75,000 whatever, and
Then they ask for an extra day
in Shusha. And why does the king grant it?
Yeah. Haman's power is my capital. Take as much time as you need.
I don't care. Want to kill some more? Go kill them all. 100,000. Not badly.
Get rid of every last one of them.
And that's why the Jews did it happily.
Yes.
So I did myself.
Oh, yeah.
So funny.
Okay.